13. Ashton. It's been 3 weeks since I learned Saint will be my lord. It's gone about how I expected it to, slow as fuck. After my drunken outburst, he never came back to see me again. We've talked on the phone and he's texted me, but it's not the same. He's been distant and I've been losing my mind. I should be mad at him, but instead, it makes me even more greedy for him. I've accepted my fate tonight. Being fucked in front of a group of men is the least of my worries. My mother has had me go to therapy every day this week with her. I sit there and zone out, ignoring them both. What's done is done. I go to my classes, but I don't pay attention to any of my professors. Whitney asks me nightly to go out, but I avoid her. If I'm not with Saint, I want to be alone. I'm sitting on the edge of my bed, wrapped in a towel fresh out of the shower. My hair is still wet, and I haven't started my makeup yet. I have an hour before my mother picks me up to head to Carnage. She insisted on driving me, which I found odd, but whatever. She wouldn't let it go. I don't know if she plans on waiting in the car once she drops me off or what. It's not like she can come in and watch the show. The only women allowed to be present are the ones handing their lives over to their lord. My cell rings, and I look to see it's Saint video calling me. This is the first time I've heard from him in 3 days. I want to press ignore, just to piss him off, but doubt fills me, and I worry he's calling to tell me he changed his mind. He believes my mother and her therapist and no longer wants to make me his. If I'm not innocent, then I don't deserve him. That'll embarrass him and his family. I nervously wipe my sweaty hand on my towel and answer, "Hey." My voice is soft to try to cover up the hesitation I feel when my heart begins to race. If he tells me not to meet him at Carnage, I'll do what my mother said to do and run. I'm not sure where I'll go, but anywhere will be better than staying here and seeing him with someone else.
"Go to your nightstand,"
he orders. I frown. "Saint."
"It wasn't a suggestion, Ashton."
I look around to see where he's at and notice he's propped up against a black headboard. But it's not the one at his parents' or the House of Lords. He must be at Carnage. He's also shirtless, and I can see his brand on his chest. The Lord's crest is a circle with 3 horizontal lines through the middle of it. It represents power. All of them receive the brand at the beginning of their senior year at Barrington. You can tell it's fresh by the raised and reddened skin. I walk over to my nightstand. "Now what?" I ask, staring at the white wood.
"Open the bottom drawer and grab the black box."
Doing as I'm told, I pick it up with my free hand. "Okay."
"Now grab the chair by your window and take the items into your closet."
"The closet?" I question. "Saint, what the fuck?"
"Now, Ashton."
He barks. I slam the bottom drawer shut and walk over to the table by my windows. I set everything on the cream leather cushion, including the phone, and slide it across the white carpet over to my walk-in closet. I wanted this house strictly for the closet. It's like another bedroom on its own, and I'm obsessed with it. Once inside, I go back and pick up my towel off the floor that I lost along the way because I couldn't hold it up under my arms. "Okay, all in the closet."
"Now shut the door,"
he commands. I do it and show him with my phone. It's shut. "Now are you going to tell me why I'm hiding out in my closet like there's a burglar about to break into my house?"
"Face your floor-to-ceiling mirror and lay your towel flat on the floor in front of it."
He ignores my question, but I didn't expect an answer. Laying the towel down, I stand to face the mirror, showing him with my cell once again.
"Prop the phone up on the chair facing the mirror, then kneel in front of the mirror facing it as well."
I get into position and slap my bare thighs. "This game is fun and all, but I'm short on time," I inform him. Now that I know he's not ditching me, I need to get ready.
open the box.
He commands. Knowing he's not going to stop, I pick up the box he had me get out of my nightstand and pull the lid off. My breath hitches, my eyes rising to the mirror to look at my phone propped on the chair behind me. I have it at an angle so he can see me clearly. Saint. No. His eyes are on mine as he speaks.
Pour the lube on it. Spread your legs and slide that plug into your ass.
I shake my head, my pulse racing. I can't.
Yes, you can.
He assures me.
Come on, sweetheart.
He softens his voice, and I lick my lips.
You can do it. Do it for me. Show me how much you want to be my good girl.
I swallow the lump in my throat, and with shaky hands, I remove the black butt plug from the box and the lube. I pop the lid and a few drops drip onto the pointed tip as my heavy breathing fills the room.
More.
He urges.
Cover it. You can't have too much. The more you use, the easier it'll slide right in.
I squeeze the bottle and it comes pouring out. It drips off the sides, covering my fingers as well, and onto the towel underneath me. I hold it up with a shaky hand to show him, and he nods.
Good girl. Now spread your legs wide, reach between your legs, and rub your fingers along your ass. Spread the lube on it.
With a deep breath, I do as he says, and I whimper when my ass clenches.
You've got to relax, Ash. Deep breaths. I promise it's not as bad as you think it'll be. I'll make it feel good.
Okay. I nod, my eyes starting to sting with unshed tears.
Do it again and slide a finger into yourself this time. Make sure to get the lube inside your ass. Saint. She shifts on her knees and sniffs. Closing her eyes, she puts her hand back between her legs and she runs her fingers over her ass, sliding a finger into herself. She bows her head with a whine. Again, I order. I need her to relax in order for the vow ceremony to go how I want. I'm going to have to hurt her in front of everyone, so I need her mind elsewhere. I can't see her before the ritual. Our fathers have had us at carnage for the last 3 days, so this was my only option. Thankfully, I already had this stuff set up because I planned on doing it to her yesterday. And I needed to hide her in her closet because now I know her father has cameras inside her house. Hopefully there aren't any in the closet. It was the best option I could come up with on such short notice.
I can't.
Her tear-filled eyes meet mine in the mirror.
Saint.
Again, I command. She sniffs but places her hand between her legs and cries out as she fingers her ass. In and out, Ash, don't stop. Count out loud for me.
One.
She whispers.
Two. Three.
Push it farther inside that ass, sweetheart. Make it feel good. She nods, tears now spilling over her bottom lashes. I'm so fucking hard right now. I imagine myself on my knees behind her with one hand fisted in her hair, the other guiding my cock into her ass while I kiss the side of her face, tasting her tears as she begs me to stop.
Saint.
My name trembles on her lips, and she removes her hand from between her shaking legs. Turn around and face the chair, I say, sitting up straighter. When she's in position, I say, bend over. Spread your legs, put your ass up in the air, and reach between your legs. She swallows nervously. Her pretty blue eyes beg me to let her stop.
Please.
Begging isn't going to get you out of this, Ash, I say sternly. She drops to her forearms and spreads her legs, arching her back, her ass, and pussy up into the air, giving me a great view in the mirror. You're wet, sweetheart. She quietly sobs, embarrassed and ashamed. I love it. Reach between your legs and fuck your ass with your finger. She repositions herself, placing the side of her face and upper chest on the floor so she can arch her back more to reach between her spread legs. She slides it in, just enough so that her short and manicured fingernail enters before she pulls it out. I said, "Finger yourself, Ash, not tease it." If I was there, I'd take my belt to her ass for that. She whimpers, but pushes it farther into herself this time. Again, she pushes it in just a little more. "All the way," I say. "Bury it in your ass." Her hands are much smaller than mine, so I know she can take more. This time, she pushes it up to her knuckle and cries out, shifting on her knees. "Good girl. Pull it out and do it again, faster this time." She does, and sobs begin to fill the large closet. Enter a second one. We don't have time to go slow. She's got the side of her face buried in the carpet while doing as she's told. They slip in and out easily, but she's being too gentle with herself. Two at a time. Count out loud until you get to 10. She counts between sobs. "Good girl. Now faster." She picks up the speed, pumping them in and out, and I hear her cry turn to a moan. I smile. "That's my good little whore. Come on, sweetheart, fuck your ass for me." When she reaches 10, she goes to stop, but I say, "Add another." She shoves 3 fingers into her ass for me. "Good girl, you're doing so well. I wish you could see how pretty you look." She pushes them back into her ass and she cries, trembling. Lube runs down her thighs and her pussy is dripping. Fuck, she's a sight to see. She cries out each number and I praise her as she does it. Once done, she drops her hand from between her legs, thinking she's finished. "Now grab the butt plug, pour more lube on it, and slide it into your ass." She sits up on her legs and looks at the phone. Her face is soaked from tears, her eyes red, and her pouty lips tremble. Fuck, I wish I was there to kiss her. "Now, Ash," I command, "we don't have all night." She pours more lube on the plug and leans back over, her ass now in the mirror once more. "Do the same thing with the tip of the plug that you did with your fingers, a little at a time." She places the tip at her tight ass and pauses. "Push your hips back while pushing the plug in." She does, and cries out.
"Saint, please."
"You can do it, sweetheart," I coax her. "You've done so well. You're almost there." She pushes it in a little more. "That's my girl, look at you. Push it more." She's sobbing, but manages to do so.
"Saint!"
She cries out my name, stopping it from going farther, but she doesn't pull it out. She holds it in place. "Fuck, Ash," I groan. "If only you could see yourself right now. Fucking beautiful, sweetheart." She whimpers and her thighs shake. I want to lick up her legs and bury my face in her throbbing cunt. "Just a little more. Rock your ass back and forth, applying pressure to the plug. Come on, sweetheart, fuck your ass for me. Show me that you're my good little whore." She begins to rock back and forth, applying pressure with her shaking hand, and more disappears into her ass. It's opening up for her, and I can't wait until it's my cock. I'm fucking every hole she has tonight. I'm going to own her. The ceremony is for the Lord's, but she's mine. I'll put on the show they require, but nothing is off limits once I get her in my room afterward. "That's it," I say, watching her rock back and forth. She spreads her legs wider, her back arching more. She's so close. Almost there. She begins to sob once again, and I can see she's at the base. "Push it in, Ash, all the way. It's going to hurt, but I promise it'll feel better." She takes in a deep breath and then pushes it in as a cry rips through the closet. Her hands fall from her legs and she lies flat on the floor. "That's it, sweetheart. It's in. Fuck, you did so good for me." She buries her face in the carpet, crying. "We're not done," I inform her.
"No."
She sobs. "Sit up," I command, needing to do one last thing. Doing as she's told, she bows her head, unable to look at me this time, humiliated and ashamed. Fuck, She's so goddamn gorgeous. I can't wait to see her kneeling in front of me like this instead of over the phone. There's one other thing in the box you brought into the closet with you. Pull them out. Tears drop to her shaking thighs and she reaches out, pulling the box to her. She removes the last remaining item and holds it up. Cuff your hands behind your back. No questions asked, she places the right cuff around her small wrist, and I smile at the clicks when she tightens it. Then she places her arms behind her back. It takes her a second, but she manages to grab the left one and get it on as well. Then she sits there with her knees tucked underneath her and arms cuffed behind her back. Her wet hair is stuck to her tear-streaked face, chest, and back. My eyes drop to see the black rubber plug that's in her ass, and my hard cock jerks inside my sweatpants. Bend over like you were before, legs spread and ass up in the air. I want to see all of you in the mirror, sweetheart. She gets in position, eager to hide her face from me. My eyes look over the floor-to-ceiling mirror with the plug in her ass and her hands cuffed behind her back, which is arched high in the air. I want to bury my face in her pussy. I can taste how fucking sweet it's going to be. I want my girl on display in front of a crowd to show her off to the world. Your pussy is swollen, Ash. It's begging to be filled like your ass. Her cries grow louder at my words. It's beautiful. Don't move. Stay just like that. Do you understand?
Yeah. Yes.
She answers softly. I pick up my cell and open the app, turning it on. She screams as the buzzing sound fills the closet. Her body thrashes on the floor, but she keeps her legs spread for me as she yanks on the cuffs that hold them hostage. How's that feel, sweetheart? She's gasping, her hips rocking back and forth. I smile. You look so good fucking yourself. Her legs spread even wider and her cries grow to moans. Feels good, doesn't it? I turn the second button on and she's fucking squirming on the floor. The plug isn't overly big. I plan on fucking her ass later, so I'll have to stretch it after the ceremony more than she just did. This is just a start, a distraction.
Saint, oh God.
She gasps, her knees spread so wide.
Oh.
Fuck your gorgeous Ash, I can't help but tell her. I can't wait to be buried deep inside you while you come all over my cock.
I'm going.
Her body stiffens, her knees shaking as she brings them together, arching her back more into the air. I watch in the mirror as her pussy throbs. Come for me, sweetheart. I know it feels good. Come all over yourself. She cries out, and it's nothing like it had been before as she stiffens and cum leaks from her wet cunt. Good girl, sweetheart. Fuck, that was hot. God damn, she's amazing. Sit up and look at me, I command, turning it off. Slowly she rises and her heavy, bloodshot eyes meet mine on the phone. The key to the handcuffs is in the same box you got them from. She nods. You will arrive at Carnage with nothing but a dress on and that plug in your ass. She swallows. I'm going to strip you naked so you don't need anything on underneath it. Do you understand? She nods, sucking in a deep breath. Her chest is heaving and her pretty pink nipples hard. My mouth waters just thinking about sucking on them. That's my good girl. I'll see you soon. I end the video call and run a hand down my face. Fuck. I have 10 minutes to jack off to the show she just gave me, and then I have to dress and be downstairs.